I thought I'd say hello to the people since we've been gone for quite a while. Being out here on the weekend, we kind of thought maybe that we might talk to the people this morning, but we'll let everything go by like maybe God didn't want that. And over in the late evening, the Lord dealt with me right at the last minute. And Rick happened to be sitting close by, so I got everything in gear to where we could talk to the people a little bit. I don't know how everything is on the home front, but praying for the people like we always do when we're off from the home front, then I know that things are well, and I know it will be well with the people of God. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and those that are the called according to His purpose. We also got a good report today concerning Nicole. Someone said that she was already up and eating. So that was a real blessing to know that. Then, of course, as far as I know, I guess Rena's all right. But we're thankful that God worked a miracle. We'd ask Him to work a special miracle in the girl apart of the problems that she was in. And apparently He did. Everything seems to be well with us. We have, last night we had a real, I thought it was a wonderful time. We were together, several of us, and the families, and we were out in a park. Whereas here in Tucson, a park, going over near Catalina Mountains only means some mesquite trees. I didn't need as much as a table or anything. It was just a wide open place. But we did get together yesterday evening, and with a few of the instruments, the accordion, guitars, and whatever, there was some singing and praising the Lord. And of course, people coming in and out was attracted by it, and they took real notice to it. Some of them was stopping to hear as to what was being said and done. So we had a real good time. We went on till about, I guess it must have been at least 10:30, that just singing, playing, and praising the Lord, and everything was real quiet. Beautiful moon, it was shining real bright in the stars, and it was just real pleasant as to the weather. The weather here is, of course, warm, and it's not humid. It's warm. As a matter of fact, it's pretty hot out of here, real hot. But still, for some reason, it's comfortable to me. And having been out of Tucson for a long time, haven't ministered in this area for a long time, and coming back to it, it has become an empire as to what it was when we come through here years ago. But I was a little reluctant to talk to you because I thought maybe I'd waited a little bit long, that I might interfere with somebody that was already speaking, and I didn't want to do that. Being out here, we've had a chance with Rick and Dave and some of them to sit and talk about the revelation of the Lord and what is taking place in us being out in this area while we're here, while the Lord has sent us out in this area, and why that everything has taken the steps and measures that it has. I mean, it's so beautiful the way that it is shaping up out here in the things we saw and understood. And probably it won't be but just a little while we'll be back on the home front, because I don't know of anything particular that I can think of the Lord is wanting me to do other than these things that we are doing. And I feel like because of that, that we won't be away that long. As a matter of fact, I probably would fly back if it wasn't for my wife. She don't agree with me at all, even while I'm saying that. She enjoyed her trip out here driving. She did a tremendous job, and she's still enjoying herself. She doesn't agree with me at all if I make mention of flying back. Well, we probably will be back in a little while, whether we fly, whether we drive. Of course, it'll take a little longer if we drive, but I guess, you know, that we'll do whatever she wants to do, unless the Lord tells me different. So I thought maybe speaking to you just a little bit, it would please me to get to say a few things to you, and maybe it might encourage some of you as to know what we're doing out here and what the Lord is doing. I didn't plan to talk to you very long because I knew I was getting in real late, so I thought, well, I won't talk very long. But I did want to say these few things to let you know that everything is well with us, and that we're glad to get some good reports from the home front. David's doing real good. He and his family, Rick, his family, Frank and his family, all of them are doing real well that come out here. And I almost had a landslide, and I'm coming until Betty was encouraging some of them to wait until we know more about what we was doing. But anyway, may the Lord bless you. I'd like to pray with you before we sign off right here. If you'd like to just lift your hands with me and close your eyes, we'll pray together. Father of Heaven, we're grateful for the wonderful, miraculous touch that you've given us, Lord, and those back home. And Father, the way that you've watched over us in our lifetime, and the way that you've watched over others. And dear God, we pray that the great, mighty faith of the living God shall be in every heart, Lord, that's in the sanctuary today. Pray that the great power of God will surge through their minds and bodies and spirits to believe in the great, mighty Holy Ghost. Let him have his precious way in their life, that he might drive away Lucifer. The mighty Holy Ghost may drive away sickness and sins and problems, heartaches and miseries. For, Lord, there's nothing too hard for thee. And knowing, O God, that you are with us and that you're with the people, not only here at Bethlehem, but, dear God, with people who believe the gospel around the world. We pray in the wonderful name of Jesus that the revelation of Christ shall be rich in their hearts, and as Christ continues, Lord, from person to person, from membership to membership, and from day to day, to be about his Father's business as he uses this body of membership called the church, we pray that our eyes will be open to the great, wonderful stride of his glorious liberties, and, Father, that we'll be ready at all times to do whatever he desires that we do, that we likewise should be about our Father's business. Bless our brethren, our sisters, bless our loved ones in Christ Jesus around the world today, especially at Bethlehem, to help us continue to spread the gospel in what little time that we have left. We ask this as a blessing upon the people, and in Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you.